to Popular Technology Radio. I am your Mike Tom. We are going to be going over a PopTech Tester review. As you recall, PopTech Testers is our review program where you, the listener, can test out cool product. Check it out, poptechtesters.com, poptechtester.com. Go sign up and become a PopTech Tester. Now, this next product, we did the original interview with the Executive Vice President of Pentax Rico. I guess it's been about a month and a half. The product is called the Theta 360. You can go to theta360.com, theta360.com. Now, what this is, it's a small camera. It's all in one, kind of looks like a cell phone, and it has two cameras that are kind of molded together. One is a forward firing, the other is a rear firing, and they each copy about 180 degrees. So when the image is taken simultaneously, it puts those two images together and you get an entire 360 or full panorama image. Now our PopTech tester is Jim. Jim, welcome to our show.
Hello, Mike.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for agreeing to be a PopTech tester and thank you for testing out the Theta 360. First of all, kind of overall gut level impressions, what did you think of the product?
I loved it.
So the
very
concept,
easy to use.
Yeah.
I put the ultimate dummy test. I gave it to my wife, who's not a photographer.
And I hear that you have had some photography experience. How long have you been shooting photography?
35 years.
You are an experienced photographer. You shoot many different types of cameras. You get this camera, the Theta 360. It looks like a cell phone. Doesn't really look like a camera. And you said you gave it to your wife to shoot, and she shot with it?
Right. She's my test pilot.
Yeah, for technology, huh?
Yes, she is a non-technical person. It's got to be simple for her.
Now, I'm curious, prior to using the Theta 360, had you ever done any kind of 360-degree photography, panorama, stitching?
You I've know, done some stitching or... and panoramas, but I had never done a 360.
Okay, so kind of like 180s, 120s, that kind of nature, because they're not easy in the old days. You know, when you take a photo and put them together, it's not easy to do that, to mold all these photos together. And that's kind of the unique thing about the Theta 360. It's taking two images simultaneously, and the internal software and hardware of the camera molds the image together. Are you used to doing it in posting in either Photoshop or in the darkroom?
I would do it in Photoshop.
Photoshop. And it took a long time, huh?
Yes, it did, and it was a pain in the tush.
Okay. So speaking of pain in the tush, one interesting point. When you got this camera, how was it to learn how to use it to set it up? You mentioned earlier it was pretty simple.
I'm not one that loves owner's manuals, and I can honestly say the owner's manual for this did well. Even though I didn't need to read it, I read it anyway. And my theory in cameras has always been, if I can't master the thing without an owner's manual, I don't need it. And you don't need the owner's manual for this.
That's a good point. I think a lot of our listeners would agree with you. They just want to be able to pick it up and use it.
If you can't pick this bad boy up and use it, you're in bad trouble.
Okay, so I think that means it's a pretty simple to use camera, pretty straightforward, easy to understand how it operates. What about the software? Was there a big software, you know, that you had to download into your computer and get it set up, or did you have to use special software to be able to see the images?
You can see them, but you can't see the full 360 unless you download the Theta software, and that's an easy download. And once you do that, you just drag the picture on and drop it on it, and it's there.
Wow. And what about using the camera? I mean, was it odd? Did you have to, like, hold the camera up over your head or duck under it, or did you just kind of shoot it and have you as...
You want to hold it up above your head, or all you're going to get is your forehead.
Which I guess could be kind of a neat effect. You know, if you wanted to say the ultimate selfie, so to speak, right? You could do...
It would be the ultimate selfie. My wife is a selfie in her pictures.
Did she like that aspect of it?
She hasn't seen them yet.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That brave.
What about the quality? You know, you mentioned that you had been shooting photography for 35 years. You've obviously seen the quality. You've seen the transition of film into digital. You know what it means to have a high-quality image. What did you think about the quality of these images?
I was very impressed. and I can't wait to try it out. They just upped the ISO on it to 800, so I want to try it out next week at a night baseball game for one of my grandsons.
So ISO, of course, meaning the light gathering ability, the ability to shoot. You mentioned that you were shooting at night, so it could have a cool opportunity. And what are you going to do with these images? Are you going to like post them to websites and share them with friends and family when you go to your? You mentioned this to your son or grandson's baseball game.
I've got two grandsons playing Little League.
So will you just share them with the team so they kind of get that kind of in the crowd moment?
I am, and fortunately, the son that I'm going to go watch, that's the coach of one, and the father of one of the boys, is got an iPhone, so we're going to share him on his iPhone at the site.
Yeah, I was talking with Jim Malcolm recently, the EVP of Pendex Rico in the U.S., and he mentioned that they kind of took this technology that they had developed for a business application and created this 360 concept. How do you see 360 photography kind of in the future? Is this something, now that you've tried it out, that you're going to continuously expand and kind of get better at? I mean, I would think, for example, a good use case would be real estate agents. Maybe you know some real estate agents down there in Atlanta that might want to try it out.
I've got a friend that wants to try it out. I've been telling him about it. He wants to do a virtual tour of his houses.
I think it could be a really cool business model for people to try out. I mean, you know, everybody uses the internet for shopping and checking things out. I think shooting images in 360 and then playing them back, I think that's a real opportunity for people. Now, this product sells for $399. You can go to theta360.com to buy it. Would you buy it now that you've used it and you tried it out? Would you buy it?
If I could justify to my wife that I need to spend the money for a camera, it's kind of a niche.
But
a very good niche.
But it does its niche job well. Well, we've been speaking with Jim, our pop tech tester for the Theta 360. We really appreciate, Jim, you taking the time out of your busy day talking to us. Our listeners, you can go to poptechtesters.com, sign up to be just like Jim, and get cool product, cameras, computers, software, all sorts of cool stuff. We're all into technology. I'm your host of Popular Technology Radio. We'll be right back. 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was